I'm just horrified to hear that the pain clinic in Sligo may be closing. I've been involved in putting down questions back in 2022, three different times. I raised this. I raised it with the Taoiseach himself on the floor of the House in November 2022, because at that time there had been breaks in service in the clinic, and of course we were coming out of COVID, etc. But by the end of 2022, it did seem that things were, you know, we were making progress, shall we say. But most recently, I put in questions in May of this year, because again, I had received information about people's concern that the pain clinic might not be continuing, or the service might be reducing. So I put forward four different questions about asking, were there plans to reduce the current level of service, about the number of consultants, and if there were any plans to reduce them. I still haven't got a reply to those. But to the fourth question I put in, which was about alleviating the backlog of patients waiting for access to the pain clinic, I got a big long spiel about some waiting list initiative, etc. And it told me that there's 241 outpatients at Sligo University Hospital and 107 inpatients waiting for the pain clinic. So that's where we are now. It seems as if the clinic is closing, which is shocking news for all of those people, for the people who use it, and for those people who will need it next week, the week after. And I am raising it, please God, with the Taoiseach in leaders' questions on Thursday morning, because this is a massive issue for Sligo, but for the entire region, for those people who attend the clinic at SUH.
Because, yeah, this, like you just said there, this is not just for Sligo, it's been a wider region, and it has been a vital service in place since 2006. So when you raise the issue in the Dáil this week, Deputy, will it be just looking for, try and find a solution that can help all these people? Because like you said there, there's still a lot of patients who need tending to.
Yes, it's to find a solution to this immediately, because we just can't have the situation where people in the Northwest who desperately need to attend a pain clinic cannot have some kind of access within their own region. I believe the plans at the moment are that people go to Galway, to a service that's already under huge pressure. And when I was in the European Parliament, I was very interested in this. I chaired the group in the Parliament, what they called the Brain, Mind and Pain Group. I worked with Chronic Pain Ireland for many, many years, and worked to try and get chronic pain recognised as a disease in its own right, as distinct from the symptom of another disease. So I go a long way back with this, and I understand the many, many people who suffer from chronic pain, because it's day after day, week after week, and because it's invisible. It's not like, let's say, a broken leg or something like that. People don't see it, and that makes it more difficult, especially in employment and other areas like this. But to suffer that kind of pain, and to know that the pain clinic, which serves the Northwest, in your own hospital, to know that that now seems to be closing and the service transferred to Galway, it's not acceptable. And I'll be saying that to the Taoiseach. We absolutely must find a solution to this and restore that pain clinic to Sligo.